Welcome to Five Star Radio. Consider this your warning. Hey there, cats, kittens, I'm Mike Coughlin. This is Five Star Radio. We're walking around here at halfguarded.com doing what we do. I realize I haven't done a show like in a week, which isn't because I was lazy. As you can tell, we've had some great content this week. It's more just nothing to really talk about. So here I am doing one now. Still not a ton to talk about. We're going to have a real show, proper show coming up later this week because there's a UFC finally. Thank you. Peter Belfort, Dan Henderson, part 3. This time it's personal. I don't know. I don't fucking know what they would say. It's actually got kind of like a cool little graphic. Anyways, I don't know. I do want to thank everybody. This past week was, without a doubt, the most successful week in the history of the site. By a mile. Most of that is due to the one article I published about what exactly it means to tap out, spurred on by me watching a Tank Abbott fight, but hey, whatever, we get our motivations from all kinds of places. Tank Abbott is my muse. He could be a muse, look at him. But yeah, I mean, that thing was the biggest article we've ever done. It just caught fire. It was weird. It also helped lead us to the biggest month in the history of the site, by a mile. So we may have more listeners right now than ever before. And so here I am walking a dog. Two dogs, in fact. While going to the post box. Post box? Mailbox, because I'm an American. To put something in the mail. A bill for a client, in fact. Aren't I special? For those of you that are first-time listeners of Five Star Radio, know that half the time we do these shows with me walking around my neighborhood, walking my dogs. And the other half the time we do them in a proper studio with a proper microphone. There's actually also usually dogs around, but they don't tend to be as involved in the program. For instance, you don't hear me running away yelling, "Don't poop," which you probably will hear here. But, so again, yes, everybody who's ever clicked, new listeners, new readers, new everything, whatever, thank you. Like I say, it was astronomical. You can look on the site itself on the you tapped out your live because of blah, 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 or whatever. Which I just kind of, like I say, it was me watching Tank Abbott fight and just feeling inspired. And like 600 or 700 words later, I've got something that has over 2,000 likes. Not hits, not clicks, but just likes from Facebook. I'm told, I think that the article has, I don't know, 5-6 times that many clicks or something. Which for a small site like halfguarded.com is enormous. Whatever. It is what it is. Things happen. Some things click. As always, I try to keep myself as far away from the business aspect of the site as possible because while I'm super, I mean, I'm beyond happy with the success of a single article, you do run into the habit of all of a sudden, huh, maybe I should try and write another article like that and get another 2,000 clicks. And, you know, heaven forbid you write something that I guess people want to read that would make you money. But I am a fucking idiot. As has been established with decades upon decades of mixed martial arts musings from me, we haven't even gotten to anything MMA related on this show. I know I'm going to. We do 25-30 minutes. I'm actually walking the dogs on a Sunday evening here. And the reason I'm walking them is simple. Daylight savings ended or began. I'm not sure which one we're in. But the dogs think it's time to eat. They have another hour to go. So I'm doing what I can to keep them busy. Yeah, it's a very complicated life I lead. You people with children, you understand my plight. So, yeah. That's that, so we'll probably do, you know, 30 minutes on this show. I don't know. I guess there's two things. Like I say, we have the Vitor Belfort, Van Henderson actual breakdown coming, and I'll probably just get my feet wet doing a real one on that. And I have another idea for a piece that I'm going to be writing, actually a couple of them this week. And then obviously the week after that, we have the huge Ronda Rousey fight. If you're curious, by the way, what my favorite thing was this week, it was the Dana White, Lorenzo Fertitta secretly intercepted emails piece that we did. I want to thank Matt Grady, who's obviously one of our most outstanding writers, maybe the most outstanding MMA-based writer we have on the site, for the idea and in general, as well as a lot of the actual individual name ideas. Are you pooping? See, new listeners, we walk the dog and watch them poop. But I really like that one. I thought it was fun. But yes, obviously the super duper important one about how if you tapped out, you're a bitch, blah, blah, blah. And I think some of that long-time listeners are aware of. I mean, I always think that the submission gets underappreciated. The last guy I think I really heard say anything like that was someone like Conor McGregor. I don't know. But, yeah, good piece. So going forward, what are we going to talk about in this? What do we talk about perceptions and reality? That's a good topic. I like talk about reality. We've always been a very philosophical site in nature as a general rule. We tend to be a little more highfalutin, more intelligent than the other guys. And a lot of this obviously is my own bitterness, but it's like, I think someone's burning leaves. Huh. Halloween was yesterday. Maybe like 6 or 7 kids. Nobody trick-or-treats anymore. I don't know what's going on. Maybe nobody ever trick-or-treated. Maybe everybody's memories are clouded in reality. It was always like 5 people that did trick-or-treating. And we just thought that it was everybody because we were little kids. And to us, 5 people running around in costumes, like the biggest conglomeration and individuals you could ever imagine. Whatever. More kick-ass for me. I like the smell of the smoke that's out here, but I mean, this clearly looks like somebody's burning leaves, which I don't think is legal in the suburbs of Chicago, you know, because of fires and such. Perception, reality. And it all ties into this week with Dan Henderson and Vitor Belfort. It's, you know, what we perceive is not always real. A lot of shit's running on treadmills. I see this with sites all the time because I'm always looking, you know, what's this website saying? What's that website saying? You look at them and so much of it, like 95% of it, they're all doing the exact same content. And we put up some of it, but they're really bad about just like having individual posts and they don't say anything, just kind of like, or if they do say anything, it's always very dry. It's like, congratulations, you did not need to say, here's a clip of Ronda Rousey talking. Ronda Rousey is so many times defending champion of the UFC's women's title, and she'll be defending her title on such and such a date against such and such an opponent. Check in here for more, blah, blah, blah. You look at it, you go, okay, it's blah, blah, blah. It's professional, it's what you're supposed to say. It's boring. Like, why do people bother? I mean, yes, you should have that information. There's something to be said for letting the public know what is actually happening. But give context. I'm actually arguing for more bias, I think, in reporting. That's an odd one coming from me. So, anyways, yeah, but perceptions, realities. Vitor Belfort and Dan Henderson is a great example of this. Because we look at this fight coming up and we think it's cheater versus honorable man. Because Vitor, you know, was on the gas and all this stuff, and then he got off. And he's failed steroid test. That's the big one. And he does. He's failed, I think he said, 1 legitimate failure, I would call. And then the second one was for too much TRT in his system or whatever, which was basically the test that led to the outright, basically Nevada saying, we're done with this shit. And then there's a secret leaked test that he failed, but he didn't fail from Toronto or some shit. Who knows like that? But again, you look at Vitor. He's always been rumored to be on the gas, and you can just look at the size of him. He's shrunk over the years. He's gotten bigger and smaller, blah, blah, blah. It's like he's one of those guys that people are always eyeball judged. Correctly, rightfully so. You can come out and say Vitor Belfort has used steroids. He's failed. I believe he actually failed for anabolic steroids. And I think it was in the first fight against Dan Henderson in Nevada in 2006 in Pride 32, was it? Or 31 or 33? It was a boring-ass fight. Dan basically kind of took him down a lot. This is this is during that period in Vader's career where he really wasn't fighting well. Like, the past couple of years, probably due to the drugs, but Vader's been a different fighter. He's finally consistently performed well. But there was a long period there where he was pulling his shit like he did against Alistair Overeem, where he just butt flopped. He did the same thing with Sakuraba, obviously. And it was clear that something was wrong with the way that Vitor Belfort's mind worked. Like, the dude was just not mentally there for fights. And so he lost to Dan, and then they had a rematch, and he knocked out Dan brutally, really early. But he's on the gas. Well, he's on TRT then. And it was Brazil, and the Brazilian commission is... Boy, if you want to talk about people that don't have credibility, it's the guys that deported somebody because Jose Aldo asked them to. Like, what the fuck? So yes, everybody looks at Vitor as the cheat, and Dan Henderson, we like Dan. People like Dan. He's kind of a quiet guy, tends to fight hard. He's the old man. He never seems to cause any problems, all this shit. Except for Dan Henderson was one of the first known adopters of the therapeutic use exemption to use testosterone. But for a while there, I think it was him and like only him. He was the first time I can recall somebody, it was like outed, and it wasn't like he was keeping it a secret necessarily, but he wasn't telling anybody about it. And he continued to use it for years. He would always get his exemption and then use it and then go. And it didn't appear that he was ever abusing it. Dan never got much bigger or smaller ever. He's always been about the same size guy throughout his career, which may actually be evidence of usage, of persistent usage. As you get older, your body should change. I mean, it's possible that he's just always super duper duper disciplined, and I'm sure he is. I don't think that he hasn't shown the Frank Mir-itis or anything, or Johnny Hendricks-itis, or Anthony Johnson-itis, or most guys where they get fat, Ricky Fat, and all that stuff. Nonetheless, he's never changed his physique. As he's gotten older, he's looked exactly the same. He's about the same size as always, probably anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds difference, I would say, at different times in his career. But generally, Dan Henderson's been between 195 and probably 210 pounds. And I think some of that is just a result of if he's moved up to middleweight or if he's fighting light heavyweight and basically does he drink a lot of extra water, eat whatever he wants, or does he lean up his diet enough? And I think that that's a fair fluctuation for somebody. Because, I mean, god darn, realistically, anybody who's a true athlete knows your weight can fluctuate by 5 pounds on every given day, no matter what. And so, All right, guys, we're going to behave around kids, right? Are you going to, you want to sit? Can I go? Come on. We're going to pass some children now and stop talking to ourselves. Right, guys? Come here, boys. Come here, boys.
You didn't see her?
Oh, good boys. You didn't attack or kill. Always good when your dogs don't attack and maim someone, especially little children. But again, the reality is that Dan was doing, especially for Wilder, what we pretty much everybody thinks that Vitor was doing. Now, if it was Vitor doing more, probably. But we don't really know. All I know is he was taking a lot of testosterone, but he had the therapeutic use exemption. He was within the rules. So was Dan. And again, you can't blame the guys if they're within the rules. And the real problem is that we threw the baby out with the bathwater because we just don't know exactly how much of this stuff is legitimate, how much was abused, and so on and so forth. It's such a fucking murky gray area in life because what is legitimate aging and what isn't? Why would athletes of all people, but there's also something to be said for, you are an athlete, maybe you do fuck up your, gastrointestinal system, that's not the term I'm looking for. The part of the brain that produces chemicals. I'll think of it in a bit. You know, maybe that does get messed with a little bit. Maybe weight cutting does hurt you. Maybe just human beings aren't designed to be athletes. I think that's a big thing We're not supposed to work out as much as these guys do, and perhaps that does fuck with your testosterone levels. I don't know. Or maybe it's just getting older. I think a lot of it's just getting older. I know people that are on that shit that they're just older. And they take a little bit, they feel a little bit younger, they feel a little bit better. And it might be okay. You know, not everything that helps you get better is bad. It's really weird because, like, we're trained that we see these things as performance enhancers. Yeah, everything in life is a performance enhancer. Like, every drug in the world is a performance enhancer if you think of performance as living your life. I mean, I know it's a little extreme, but you take chemotherapy or the AIDS cocktail. These things are designed to make you better, make you healthier. Aging is natural, but so are a lot of diseases. And yes, aging isn't necessarily a disease, but if we can slow down the aging process and make us younger and healthier and better for longer, that's like the entire point of medicine. That's what medicine does. It's designed to make us healthier for longer. And so, oh, come on, boys. Hi. Good.
Your wife's not watching them today, huh?
Nope, just me. That's odd. I don't have a wife. So, and again, like, TRT, like, the reason these things are bad isn't just because they give you an advantage. Yes, that's true, but everything in theory gives you an advantage. The guy who eats cleaner and healthier has an advantage over the guy who doesn't. But we accept that because there's no harm. It's not like it's an unfair playing field. One guy's choosing to put himself at a disadvantage. That's his fault. To a degree. Of course, the super rich athlete has an advantage over the non-super rich athlete because he can afford super duper personalized diets, personalized trainers. He probably gets like super massages and all that stuff. Whereas, you know, a local guy starting out doesn't. But it's also somewhat acceptable and understandable that he would because he earned it. He proved himself at the lower levels. You know, the rich keep getting richer, but they deserved it. You know, they proved themselves worthy of all the finest in training facilities. Why? Because they're not Mike Coughlin or CM Punk. And CM Punk's the guy who's actually really cheating. Like, if you want to see a guy, quote-unquote, cheating, it's CM Punk because he's a nobody. But because of his money and name, he gets the best of everything. And so he should develop at a more rapid clip than anybody else in his position. Most guys don't have that. Of course, other guys have different things that go into life. You know, they were elite amateur wrestlers and had good training in college or something like that, or just natural physical gifts. I think the guys that are probably disadvantaged in some way are the Brazilians. They all come from Brazil. But you know what? There's a lot of stories about these guys, and you go, God, how did that guy get so good? Or how did he get so good so quick? And then you realize, like, somebody saw in them talent and potential. And these were the guys that literally slept in the gym. They were training 6 hours a day. And Marcelo Garcia, Paul, the Miao brothers, a lot of, like, high-level jiu-jitsu guys, some instructor of theirs or whatever saw the potential and just said, let's run with it. And they're also poor. It doesn't matter anyways. I mean, whatever. I don't think that this is really a huge advantage, but it is an advantage over other people. If you're just a guy who's, you know, an American kid is 15, 16 years old, but you know, you have advantages too because you live in America. You can go down the street and get real quality drugs. Like, you don't know, like, I mean, I don't know what the fuck those guys got in Brazil. The idea of tainted supplements, we always laugh at that, but fuck me, are you kidding me? But there's all kinds of tainted shit in Brazil and in Mexico. There's a lot of that stuff over the counter, which I believe in personally, but it also works better in a country that's developed, because just everything does. But again, the reality is that Dan and Vitor both have been on shit their whole lives, and at times they've been on the exact same stuff. And now that they're off, everybody's like, oh, it'll be different, or some such nonsense, and blah, blah, blah. What the fuck? Huh. That's weird. somebody has a notice saying that they're allowed to have ugly plants in their front yard because they're naturally growing. They get a special easement from the village. That's different. And this isn't a rag on Dan. He did what he did. He did what any of us would do for the most part. But let's not pretend like he's Saint Dan. Which is what I think a lot of people do, and Vader's evil Vader. And again, that's very easy, and if there's a scale, one of them is closer to the harder, to the bad cheater than the other one is. But, how many of these guys are really clean? I mean, you can even look like BJ Penn, and he's like, I don't think BJ Penn ever did a fucking thing in his life. Like, it would be almost impossible. But, I'm pretty sure he's, a noted marijuana user, and who's to say that's not? I mean, should it be illegal? No. Do I think it's a great thing? Yes. Is it a performance enhancer? I don't think people that you, it depends on how much you use. If you're totally blitzed out of your mind, no. When you can barely stand, you're all goofy, and you think you can read your dog's thoughts, no, that's not helping. And yes, that does happen. But as far as like a potential like lets you wind down easier at the end of the day, it might be. Now, is that such a great performance enhancer that it should be outlawed? That's a question. I don't think it should. But nonetheless, there's two people. One guy can't use it, whether maybe he's got asthma or he just he may have a physical reason, but at the same time, there are going to be people who are disadvantages for other things. People with celiac disease, somebody who actually really can't eat gluten, they're going to be at a disadvantage compared to other fighters. There are going to be guys who, their bodies are intolerant to this or that, or somebody that's lactose intolerant. Is he at a disadvantage? Yeah. Because even if his opponent also doesn't drink or consume dairy for whatever reason, the fact is, his opponent can. And if there's any tiny little benefit to it, then his opponent has an advantage. But that's just that's natural. We're born that way. But just as we're all born getting older, maybe TRT is okay. Maybe taking the dosage is fine. I think that they have overreacted. I don't think they have anybody did any real science. I think it's funny as shit. Like, everybody's like, oh, I'm glad that Nevada outlawed TRT. Like, have you seen those commission hearings? Do you think those people are competent and capable of making any educated decision, period? Let alone one as complex as involving the endocrine system. That's what I was looking for earlier. And the effects of aging and which drugs should and shouldn't be banned, outside of, like, something obvious, like you can't have a heroin in you or something. Like, you can't take something that makes a horse bigger. Like, these people are fucking, they're genuinely incompetent. And not even like, oh, ho, 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 oh, the government. Like, they make the DMV look good. Because you know what? At least at the DMV, you get your driver's license. It might take a while. They may be stupid as shit. It may be slow as fuck. There may be real fucking dumb people working there, and it pisses you off, and it's true. Same, especially this is true with county clerk's offices, because they're definitely like that. It's like, at least they get it done. You know, at the end of the day, you get your driver's license. Very few people probably get them probably more people get them that shouldn't, but I don't know. My dad was fucking literally half blind, still somehow got his renewed once. But at least they get your driver's license there. Like, I think the DMV is legitimately more competent than the Nevada Athletic Commission, which is now the Nevada Athletic Commission. For years and years and years, NSAC, Nevada State Athletic Commission. Now it's just Nevada Athletic Commission. Fuck you, I don't know, I don't like this. California always looks like, oh yeah, they're at the forefront, and all these guys are all talking, they want to have a summit, and blah, 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 and do this and do that. But they're all just talking. This shit is really simple. It goes to show the power of a bureaucracy, and why one and all should always be, at all times, in favor of dismantling and lessening all bureaucracies. That does not mean that you necessarily need to be opposed to the purpose of the bureaucracy. You should always be, everyone in the world should have their number one goal in life when it comes to, when you vote for a public official, the guy that can make things work better. Fuck the guy that wants to give you more. Fuck which programs they want to create. Get the guy who can actually make the programs work. Because inefficiency is, what is the line from Fight Club? I don't know. But it's stupid. And TRT is only bad if there's really negative side effects. To me, that's how you know if something should be banned or not. It's, they all have a benefit to them. I know it's not actually true. It's not airtight logic, but there's enough logic to the idea that people aren't doing shit if it doesn't help. When somebody's like, who cares? But that's not totally true. There are a lot of these guys doing this holistic natural oils and this, and it's like, it's probably not doing a damn fucking bit of good at all. So just because it does work doesn't mean it's actually worthy. Having said that, some drugs clearly work. Anabolic steroids clearly make you bigger, faster, and stronger. There's a trade-off, obviously, and the trade-off is physical harm to your health. And the real issue is, does this hurt somebody long-term? I think anybody should be able to do anything makes them better. And if there's no long-term side effects to it, so be it. And but even then, you have to look at the degree of the long-term side effects. Taking an aspirin is good for you. Take too much aspirin, it'll fuck with the linings of your intestines. But you're supposed to take an aspirin a day. But again, somebody might not be able to, or maybe somebody can body can handle more than that, or whatever. Like, there is no perfect, there's no perfection. There's always going to be a give and a take. And I think when we oversimplify things, as Vitor bad, he used, Dan Henderson good. But it's like, no. Like, Vitor may be bad. He may be an idiot. He may be, like I said, poster boy for cheating, and the UFC secretly helped him get away with things and all that shit. But this is, like I say, this is science. Like, and it's far more complicated than we want it to be. And the sad, not sad, but it's just the reality that everybody wants things to be simple. We don't want things to be complicated. We want there to be a nice, easy answer. Because nice, easy answers, bright lines, are fun. And we design our lives around bright lines. And in most respects, we have to, for legality reasons, because be fair. It's like, it's too tough to enforce after the fact, or even before the fact, and so on and so forth. That's why we have, like, you know, age of consent, 18. It's all bullshit. The 17, 360 days old is no different than 18 and one day old, from a maturity standpoint, but it's a nice, easy line. Because we know that somewhere below 18 is too young to consent to sex. And we generally know that, above 18 is old enough to consent to sex. But the truth is, there are people who are far younger than 18, more than competent, capable. And there are people over 18 who probably aren't actually capable of giving genuine consent. Because they are just that fucking stupid. But we gotta have a line. You gotta have a rule. And so we just make it up. And if it's close enough, we go with it. I don't think Nevada did that with TRT. I think that they panicked. And because they're so fucking incompetent to start with, they just did it the way they did. We're coming to the end of this. This is a complete fucking rant. I don't even know what this is about anymore. So the moral of this story, the lesson to be learned, the nice little tidy-up package that the kid speaks at the end of the TV show, giving them a moral. And this is what you learned, is that Bill Cosby gave out a bunch of advice, and he was raping women while he did it. But his advice is probably so good that Dan Henderson is not as good as you think he is. Vitor Belfort is probably not as bad as you think he is. And life is complicated, and be smart. That's a good one. Until next time, I'm Mike Coughlin, 5-star radio, halfguarded.com.
I was a 5-star man before the internet, and I'm damn sure a 5-star man now, okay? I just gotta drop the dead weight so I can shine.